I'm on. I'm talking. I don't know what more you want me to do. I've been talking. I keep getting told to talk, and I've been talking. So, Derek, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I don't know what's going on. I have no idea what's going on. I've been sitting here talking for 2 minutes.
Good Lord. I was about to say, well, back at you. That's what I was about to come in with. I'm like, is where? Huh? Okay. I guess I'm going to have to bring this back in then.
Well, have you just made the list coming up in an hour? Boy, I'll tell you what, my list keeps growing as we're on the air. But Darren McFarland, Derek Mason here with you. And we're going to get into what we talked about yesterday with Butch Spirit. And pretty interesting stuff about the Titans Stadium that really blew up, Derek, after the show yesterday. And it's pretty amazing to see how quickly it blew up. And, you know, I told you guys after Willie was on yesterday, and Willie will join us in the final hour. Of course, the Predators are in Raleigh to take on the Hurricanes tonight. That puck drop will be at 6 o'clock. I'll have pregame for you at 5 o'clock. But I told you guys, just listening to Butch Spiridon, it just seemed like the Titans had gone back into the room, right? Mm-hmm. It just seemed like, now wait a minute, maybe they're doing what I've been saying they should be doing for years, like the right thing to do, like build a new stadium with a retractable roof. Like, this market is just ready for it, period, bottom line. It's ready for it, and it seems like that's what they're doing. It seems like they've kind of gone back in the room, Derek, and they've said, okay, now wait a minute. Our renovations, which I said at the time when this stuff started leaking out, like their motto was Hard Rock. I've been to Hard Rock. Mm-hmm. Like, it's fine. It's okay. It's Miami. We're not in Miami. We're in Nashville. And the stuff that they did, yeah, it's great. It worked for me last August when I went to a Green Day concert there, and it rained for most of the Green Day concert. And it was great because they have basically, you know, covered the seats. Now, the people that were on the field and the stage, they weren't covered. They got drenched. But if you were in the seats, they covered. But that's Miami. We're in Nashville. That's not going to change anything. Like, you're not, it's not going to change the event schedule because you have covered the seats. Like, that's not good enough. And I think what's happened is because they went on the cheap, and that's fine. You know, going, building that stadium when they did, and going into, moving into it when you played for them in 1999 was the right thing to do, right? It was, what, less than $300 million, which is kind of laughable today, right? You can't even build an arena for that today. They built a football stadium that holds basically 70,000 people for that amount to open up in 1999. Like, that's fine, but what they have found out, this concrete stadium, like the stuff that they wanted to do, is going to cost basically $1 billion to do. And they're going, well, and like I've said over and over and over again, that's not going to get you the big ticket items. It's not going to get you a Final Four. It's not going to get you a national championship game in college football or a college football playoff game. It's not going to get you the Super Bowl. It's not going to get you SummerSlam. It's not going to get you all the events that we've talked about. It's not going to change any of that. Like, the only way you guarantee to get all that stuff is to put a retractable roof on there. And so I think what they've done is they've realized, well, heck, if we're going to spend, if we have to spend this to get basically nothing guaranteed out of it, at some point you just, you have to go, well, then maybe we just need to go the distance. As I referenced yesterday, Field of Dreams, go the distance.
Maybe go they big went out or go home.
Yeah, maybe they went out in the cornfield and they heard, go the distance. Yeah. Because that's really what they need to do. It is the right thing to do. Our market is ready for it. It just is. It's I think about my first house. Okay, my first house, if I go back and look at it today, now that he gets my first house. My first house was fine, especially at the time, right, that I bought 20-plus years ago. I wouldn't want to live in it today. I'd go back today and be like, no. But at the time, it was fine. It was a really good first home. But I've graduated from there, right? Mm-hmm. I've now moved into the second home. You've graduated. You've moved into home 17. So you're a little bit further along than me. But at the time, it was the right home. And now the second home, while it hurt and I spent a lot more money in the second home, I was ready for the next step. That's kind of where they are. Like, this home has served its purpose, just like my first home did. It served its purpose. It was perfectly fine as my first home, just like Nissan Stadium. It's time to graduate. It's time to get that second home.
But here's the difference. You're going from your first home to your second home. You had to pay for that. You and Lauren, y'all had to pay for that.
Yep.
Y'all didn't ask anybody else. I mean, it'd been nice if, you know, the parents or friends or people who wanted to visit, they chipped in, you know, a few chips here and there, a couple of dollars. You know, it would have been great. But they didn't, because they didn't have to and they didn't want to. That's your home. Well, when you're talking about building a new stadium, that ain't the case. Yes, the Titans will put their money in, but then everybody else got to chip in too. And I know what the comeback will be. Well, listen, it generates money for the city and it puts us on a map. Well, hell, it's already on the map. It's not like we're going to be even more on the map. We're already on the map. We are the hottest city in America, basically. So getting a new stadium, which I am for either renovating or getting a new stadium, getting a new stadium would be great, but it's not going to then put us even more on the map. I think people...
Sure it will. What are you talking about?
I think businesses are moving here. Why? Because it's the place to be. They got the tax breaks. So you got company after company, not just U.S. companies, but you got foreign companies moving here. So getting a new stadium will not change that. Will it look good for the city? Will it bring sporting events, some more sporting events? Yeah, but people want to come here anyway. I don't think if they left Nissan Stadium the way it is, people are going to say, you know what, we ain't coming to Nashville anymore, or convincing, we're not going to go to their convention center
people
anymore.
Have left Nissan Stadium and says, we ain't coming back.
They come back.
It's well documented.
But they come back. We just talked about that. We complain, and then they come back.
But do you know that?
It's always packed. Every time they have some in Nissan Stadium, it's always packed.
Well, it took them a long time to get there.
I know it took them a while to get there, but they're there, and people are not going to stop coming.
Well,
my thing is that
team is winning.
Yeah, my thing is this: is that yes, it will look great to have a new stadium. However, whether it's a retractable roof, a dome, renovations, whatever it may be, it will be great. But you got to convince the taxpayers to chip in then, because they figure we've already, you know, we chipped in for the last one. Now you're asking us to chip in even more. And like I said yesterday, we're not living in 20 years ago where things were, where the cost of gas and everything else was, you know, minimum. People weren't screaming about gas prices or property taxes, stuff like that. Now they are. We're in a different world. And then you're asking them people to, on top of that, give more money. Some people are like, I don't even like football. I don't even go to the stadium no matter what. I'm just giving you devil's advocate here. I do. Would I love to see a new stadium there? Absolutely. It'd be great. But I'm telling you probably what at least 30 or 40% of the people are saying also. The people that are making $30,000 a year. $40,000 a year, $20,000 a year. And then they got to help pay for it.
Yeah, how many of those people are living downtown?
Not many of them are living downtown, but they're living in Davidson County.
Okay.
Davidson County, just because the money is downtown. But that downtown, Davidson County doesn't stop downtown. It'd be great if it did, but it doesn't stop downtown.
Why do you think everybody's home property is like double or triple in price? Because
people are moving here.
Nothing's right. Why are they moving here?
Because Nashville's the it city.
Right.
Exactly.
The it city, because why?
Because things.
Because we keep building things and we keep hosting big things. And they keep coming here and they're like, oh my gosh, this is the greatest place ever. I'm moving here. That's why. But Derek, the MLS team has admitted, the MLS has admitted the Stanley Cup final.
Mm-hmm.
Watching that scene, watching this city, watching what happened downtown. is the reason they're like, we've got to be in this market.
But you know what I've heard a lot of people say too? Say, yeah, my property has gone up, but hell, I can't sell because I can't move anywhere else.
I get it. It's
I'm just giving you both sides. I'm a guy that I look at both sides of it. And, you know, some people say, well, you don't have to worry about it. You're right. I don't have to worry about it. But I know a lot of other people, friends that do have to worry about it. I'm not just looking at myself.
Yeah.
You know? So, again, I would love to see a new stadium on off the riverfront. And that whole, whatever they're going to build, the campus, it would be lovely. I'm just giving you the other side of it.
I understand. Mm-hmm. But the horse is seven farms over.
Yeah,
like,
you're
not
right.
Getting that horse back in the barn. Like that's why I stopped complaining about, mm-hmm. you know, you were on the shows mm-hmm. with me. I used to tell people, come visit, spend your money, go back home and tell everybody how great it was and stay home. Stay there. Go there. Don't move here. I used to do that stuff, right? Years ago. I gave up that fight. Like, we can't win that fight anymore. They're not listening.
Nah, they're going to come.
They weren't listening.
They're coming now because they said don't come.
Well, it's like we're up to like 110 people a day now. It just keeps growing. Like, I gave up. I used to complain about the traffic, and I still do. Mm-hmm. But I also realize it's not going to stop. Like, it's not going to – you cannot stop this train. It's rolling down the tracks, and literally the last piece for this market is this, because we're ready. We are, because you're not going to stop me of this other stuff. You're not. So why would we cheat this market when we've done everything else, and this is literally the last piece? This is the last thing, because you build this new stadium. And, yes, it's going to hurt, but so what? It won't hurt when we're celebrating
I'm telling you,
a week long of a Super Bowl,
but you're
or
saying,
2 weeks long
Darren,
of a Super Bowl.
You're saying so what, but those people that are listening to us and that are out there working day to day, they're like, what do you mean so what? I'm just giving you the other side
I'm
of it.
I'm just telling you, their property value isn't going to go down. It's
but a lot of people are not living
in
that.
Going up.
It's not living in that bubble where those prices are going up. You know, they're living outside of it. And then if they do sell their house, they can't move anywhere else.
Yeah, and you know what? A lot of those people work in the industry that would be hosting all this stuff.
And how much are they making there?
They've got a lot more jobs.
How much are they making there?
Well, they have jobs, don't they?
How much are they making? Having a job and making a livable wage is two different things.
I understand.
So the jobs are out. You're right. It will create jobs. You are absolutely 100% right. But when they look at those paychecks, again, I am just giving you the other side of it. This is just back and forth. You're giving me one side, which you're right. You are absolutely right. I'm trying to give you the other side. Yes, those jobs will be there, but are those jobs paying more than $25,000 a year?
That I don't know.
There you go. I'm saying $25,000 a year, and somebody on the radio probably thinking like, man, that is not a livable wage. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
So I'm going to up it up. Is mm-hmm. that job paying them $70,000 a year?
Yep.
Probably not.
We'll continue on the other side, because a lot of people are weighing in our text line. People want to talk about it, and everybody's got their opinions, and that's what's fun about this topic. But we'll continue this discussion next here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Back here on the DDC, the 2022 Navy Federal Credit Union Stadium Series game is going to be here next Saturday. Yes, Preds and Lightning.
I'm hoping for great weather.
Well, I don't know. I haven't looked to see what's next Saturday.
Say next Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
46 degrees and sunny. That's what it says
now. That's actually perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Oh, that's football weather right there.
Is that at night, though, or is that during the day?
That's the low is 22.
Okay.
High is
so
46.
It's going to be cold.
Yeah,
it's going to be cold, yeah, which is perfect. Cold.
Right now, that's what it says.
Yeah, that's right. That's 8 days from now, mm-hmm. so you never know. Miranda Lambert and Dierks Bentley will be performing, so that's going to be fun. It's going to be a big old party. You're not going to want to miss this. Remember, go to NHL.com/stadium series for more details and to purchase tickets. That game is almost here.
Mm.
Darren McFarland and Derek Mason with you. After we got off the air yesterday, mm-hmm. Nate Rao put out an article about the Titans Stadium, saying that they are exploring a new stadium rather than the plan that we had heard about renovations. And just put a big article out there that, and we had Butch Spearden on the show yesterday, mm-hmm. and that's kind of the vibe that I heard. And it seemed like they were ready to go into renovations with about a $600 million budget or a price tag. And they came out of it going, oh, wait a minute. It's going to cost a heck of a lot more than that to what we want to do. And then they're sitting there going, okay, double that, as in now you're in the $1 billion, you know, you're over $1 billion. And it's like, well, if we've got to do that, then what are we doing? I mean, maybe if we're going to spend that kind of money, then why don't we just build our new home? Mm-hmm. Because that stadium is going to make it difficult, right? It's mm-hmm. kind of like your first home. Like, you can only do so much, right? Like, going back to my first home reference, like, there's only so much you can do to that first home. You know, it was a smaller home, and, you know, it was built on the cheap, and there's only so much you can do. It's the same way with this. I mean, think about it. They spent less than $300 million on a football stadium, which would be so incredibly laughed at today. $300 million, believe it or not, doesn't get you much.
It gets you the parking lot.
Doesn't get you much these days. So it has them going back in, and just some of the things, you know, they want to replace this with steel. Their existing structure is concrete. And, you know, they got plumbing issues. They got electrical issues, mechanical issues. I was reading stuff about, like, the windows.
They don't even sell them no more.
Yeah, they don't even sell those windows anymore, which is, you know, kind of like if you had a TV. If you had a TV.
If you had the bubble back TV.
1998 or 99. That TV doesn't work anymore, right? Or you're
not
getting
it
fixed. You're not getting it fixed, or you don't get it replaced if it goes bad. Like, you just get a new TV, which is kind of where we are today, right?
TV is much cheaper, though.
It's a heck of a lot cheaper. In fact, they've gone the other way. Remember when the new technology of the TVs came out? You spent a fortune. Now today, man, you can get a really nice TV for a pretty decent price.
Mm-hmm.
But you know how I feel about this, and I get it. It's not as cut and dried. It's not easy, and it's easy to root for it. I know. And there's certain things and hoops that you got to jump through. But I'm just telling you, Derek, I heard all these things before. I heard this about the lottery. I heard this about the Titans moving here or the / Oilers when you played for them. I heard this about the Predators, and people resisted. And that's natural with anything. People will resist. What do you think those people are saying today? Are those people still resisting today?
Majority of them really are resist? Not. Majority of them are not.
That's the reality.
But it was a different time. Things were different. Prices were different. You know?
But, when you feel in that time, do you feel that way? Like, in the time, everything is relevant to your time period.
Back then, you looked at some of those prices, you were like, okay. You were not. I don't think you got a headache looking at prices. You probably didn't want to pay it, or you probably tried to get a little bit cheaper, but you didn't just get a you didn't sweat and get stressed out about it.
Like when I go to the gas pump?
Exactly. Absolutely. Like, I went to the gas pump yesterday. I was just like, you got to be kidding me. So it's a different time. And again, everything that you are saying, you are right, because I said those things too. I said, hey, listen, that's the price of having a football team in your city. You know, it's helped Nashville become the it city. Without that stadium and without the Predators arena, Nashville isn't the it city. But because you have them, it now is. So I get it. I understand it. But then I'm a realist, too. I understand the other side of it, too. I'm not too far in the clouds to not be able to look down and see what's going on or get on that plane and not see what's going on with people in the city. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just trying to give you, because there's always going to be the argument. There's always going to be the throwback at you. And I get that part, you know. But, hey, listen, 20-something years ago, you allowed them, the Titans, to build a stadium off the riverfront, and this is what happens. Eventually, they're going to need something new. They should have done this a long time ago.
Agreed. But,
you know?
But look, I want to give Amy Adams Strunk some credit because I feel like she is different than her father. Look, if her father was still running this thing, we wouldn't even be having this discussion. We know that. You know that.
Yeah.
Like,
he'd have just renovated it here and there.
If he may have renovated it. And I appreciate that, because I was the one that was very, very hard on this family when he passed away. And I was like, who are these people? Who's owning this team?
Yeah, I remember those shows.
You remember them. You remember them well. And I don't know anything about them. Who are these people? Well, do they exist? We know that they're real. Who are they? And to her credit, she's really changed the narrative. You know, we used to talk about it. Their facility over there was barely high schoolish. It's an NFL team. Like, you know that. You've been in other facilities. It was, I mean, there were private schools in this town that probably had a better facility than them. Well, she's changed all that. She's gone in there, and she has changed the narrative. It definitely seems like she is taking a different approach, and I applaud her for that. She is clearly not her father. It seems like she has a bigger picture in mind. She is willing to talk about this stuff. She's willing to spend money. You got to spend money. Hell no, you got to spend money to make money. And it seems like she is willing to do this. Her father would not be.
Well, he still made a lot of money somehow.
Well, somebody. He did. Yeah. I understand. He did, and that's probably because he didn't spend it, you know?
But, again, I get it. And he didn't spend it
on, you know what I'm talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. And Amy gets it, and she's, you know, her first thought was, hey, let's do some renovations. So let's stay away from rebuilding the stadium. Let's just do, you know, massive renovations. But then they realized once they went back with the numbers crunchers, and they realized it was going to be double what they really originally thought it was going to be. Now, here's the other issue, okay? If everybody agrees on, say, building a new stadium, whether it's a retractable or just a dome stadium, well, the Titans are going to have to play somewhere for at least 2 years. At least 2 years. Then you're going to move the team, then moving back. I mean, there's a lot of things, a lot of moving parts. Mm-hmm. And eventually, all these moving parts will come together and, you know, the car get to rolling, or the truck, or whatever, the Brinks truck, whatever you want to call it, to get to rolling. And it will either be I don't think it'll be a renovation. I just don't think. The way they're talking now, I think it'll either be a retractable or dome. One of the two.
You got to do Nashville, you got to do retractable, because there's so many days, like the Music City Bowl.
Uh-huh.
Open that puppy up, man. It was a gorgeous day. It was an afternoon game. It was gorgeous. You have that roof open. There's so many times when you could have, you know, you absolutely have the roof, a perfect summer night. You have a Garth Brooks concert or a Taylor Swift concert or whatever you've got that's got a packed house, and it's a beautiful summer night. Mm-hmm. Open that puppy up. You got to go retractable roof. Like, dome is, to me, like, more in the cold weather states, because it just doesn't allow, it doesn't give you very many opportunities to open up, so why even fool with it, right? Just dome it and don't worry about it. Steven on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, says, why is the rich guy the only one defending us poor people?
Listen, because
he's talking about you, D-Mace, just so you know. Yeah.
I kind of figured that one. Because I know where I grew up, working parents. I understand it. I have, but I don't stay in that world. So I understand it. I get it. So I'm not just going to say, I just want to give everybody the other side of the coin, because the side of the coin that you're giving, Darren, and you're right. It does this for the city and this and this and this and that. And you're absolutely right. But then on the flip side of it, you know, it's my responsibility to say, well, this is what it does to the people that are not in my shoes or not in, you know, one of these billionaire shoes that have moved here from another state or have been living here, you know. So somebody has to give their side of the story, too, whether they're listening, whether the haves are listening or not. I think it's our responsibility to say, hey, listen, it's great. Yes, we want it, but we also have to tell the other side of the story.
Yeah, Matt in Nashville on our text line says, why doesn't D-Mace just buy the stadium? He can afford it, and it solves all the taxpayer problems. Look, D-Mace may be on House 17.
Exactly.
He doesn't have that kind of money.
I ain't got that money.
that's a whole different bag. Unless he married Beyonce that I didn't hear about.
And I'm just renting right now.
Yeah, he's a renter right now, okay? So he's not buying the stadium. He's a renter. All right, we'll come back more on the other side as you listen to the DDC ESPN 102.5 The Game. Back here on the DDC, our show is presented by Creation CBD products, curated for life. Darren McFarland, Derek Mason, Chase McCabe at Daytona Speedway. I think he's standing by, finally. Or maybe sitting. I don't know.
I hear it.
I hear the, oh, wow. Is that the blowers on the track, maybe? Wouldn't that be great?
Mm.
Came by and blew his 10 away. Nashville to Chase, over.
Blue Chase, over.
Nashville to Chase, over.
I guess we don't have him just yet.
Yeah, okay.
Something happened.
I give up.
No chasing.
Chase, have fun. Give up, man. I tried.
He's living his best life. He wants to be on with us, but hey.
We tried. Here is a – and I'm trying to – where was the text? Okay, so I wish this person would leave their name because I'd like to give them credit for the text on our text line driven by Wilson County. Hyundai.com said, I'd assume they'd build a new stadium at a different spot so the team could still play at the old one, then take the old one and bring in MLB. So, wow, he took it up. They took it. I don't know who this is. They took it another step. We'll leave the MLB portion out of this.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start there. There's another text from there that I want to get. It said, the amount of revenue generated will pay for the stadium. I don't see why people complain about where the money is coming from. All right, let's start with the part about where to build it. Mm-hmm. So, look, where they are, like they've only got so many things, so much area right there, mm-hmm. right? And I do know, and I don't, they would have to buy up, I guess, the Meadows place that for whatever reason has never sold and continues to be there. But I've also been told over the years, like, you don't want to know what's buried underneath there. And, there could be huge problems on what's underneath. But, obviously that you would probably need, no, not probably, you would need that, that area, or unless you went the other way and you started buying the other way. Obviously, they would have to buy a lot more mm-hmm. land, but we have seen this done. I mean, there have been a lot of stadiums, I think, in Atlanta. It was Wes from Clarksville. Thank you, Wes. It was Atlanta Stadium. They built it right next door, right? And then mm-hmm. they imploded the Georgia Dome. They did the same thing in Minneapolis. They built it right next door, then blew up the Metrodome.
But there's a lot more land.
In Atlanta, was there? You know where the Georgia Dome is. I've been there many, many times. Was there?
But what I'm saying is this. The land was big enough for them to start building another stadium while the other stadium was still being used. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Is that space there for the Titans to start a new stadium while playing at Nissan? If the way it looks, if I can remember, I just rolled by the other day. I don't think there's enough space unless you kind of configure where you're going to put the parking lot and everything else in the process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm just bringing this to light. I don't know if this is even possible, Derek. I'm just mm-hmm. saying baseball, St. Louis, they mm-hmm. built new Busch Stadium right next to old Busch Stadium, right? Mm-hmm. And then they tore it down. So I know this stuff has been going on where they're kind of building it right next door, so they stay in their existing home, and then when it's done, well, I'll tell you another one. While I'm on a roll with this, because I saw it firsthand, Globe Life in Arlington, right? You've got the baseball stadium and Jerry's World right there next to each other. They even had room to build the new baseball stadium right next door. So they played in the old one until the new one was finished, and they haven't even blown that one up yet. It's still standing.
Mm-hmm.
But that was another example of, so you got a football stadium right there next to the baseball stadium and then the new baseball stadium all right there in that area in Arlington. So, I mean, there is precedent of building your new stadium basically next door and then tearing down the old one when you're done.
But in those situations, at least how you're, and I'm only thinking from a space, you know, I'm thinking about space in this whole big thing, is if they did that, then they had the space, they had the acreage. It was just sitting there, whether it was a parking lot or whatnot, it was just sitting there waiting for someone to build on it. So the space was, the space allowed them to build while playing.
Well, I feel like to the, if you go, okay, if you're
you got
standing,
the courthouse right there. If you're across the Cumberland and you're looking at the stadium, you have the courthouse to your left.
Okay, that's kind of where I think is maybe more realistic than the right. Right, I think maybe if you go left.
But then you would have to move the courthouse.
I know. You have to. I understand the roads. Uh-huh. So there have to be a lot of. I know. Be a lot of changing.
You couldn't do it because then you would have to redo the whole road. Period. Leading through there.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you could do that or not.
It would have to be either.
Do you think
either
maybe
to the
right?
West, the east of the stadium? Or to the right of the stadium, which would be south. That's where the building would have to start. Mm-hmm. Which means if you're building it south of the stadium, which means you would have to the scrapyard, or and then you have the bridge that's there.
I know.
So there has to be a lot of reconfiguring. You know, so I think the easiest solution would be to. Listen, they finish out the season, whatever season it is, they finish it out, play somewhere else, tear down, and just have to live and play out of another stadium for at least 2 years. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know, but playing another stadium, like, I understand why they wouldn't want to do that because,
I get it too, yeah.
I mean, there's not a whole lot of options. I mean, you're back to the Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt hasn't done a damn thing to their stadium since the last time they had to go there for a year in 1998. It's this, and by the way, it was terrible. Yeah. There wasn't enough room in the locker rooms. It wasn't able to hold, you know, NFL teams. I remember, you know, we couldn't even go in the locker rooms.
Hey,
because
believe me, I know it.
I know. You lived it, right?
Exactly. Having to get dressed. Getting halfway dressed in the locker room and then having to come out.
You'd have to walk to players. You'd have to walk with players to their cars or to the bus to talk to them because there was no room in the locker room.
I don't even think we didn't, as players, we took the bus there. We didn't have parking. We took the bus there and then we bused back to the facility.
That's right. We had to basically talk to players walking to the bus or outside the bus. So it's, you know, that I get it. It's not ideal. There's no other place. Like, so to me, it's like, can you figure out a way to build next door? I don't know. I don't know if that's possible or not. By the way, John, the mailman, on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com says, don't forget about Yankee Stadium. And he's right. I mean, there are tons of examples like that. It seems to be what people are doing. Like, you build it right next door and then you tear down the old one. Because I get it, like, right? It's the same deal everybody else. Like, where else are we supposed to play? Like, what are we supposed to do in the meantime? Like, it's hard. It's hard to, and I don't blame the Titans for not wanting to. I mean, what is their other option besides Vanderbilt? Can you give me the other option?
I don't think they're, I mean.
Innsworth?
Unless they play at, you know, the soccer
NBA,
stadium.
Can Chris Sanders get them over at NBA?
They can play at the soccer stadium once it's done. And I know it only holds. I know it only holds what? 17,000?
No, it's going to hold 30.
30? Oh, excuse me. 30, so almost double. So they can play there.
Jordan said the RCA Dome, they built Lucas Oil next door to the RCA. I mean, there's just example after example after example of this is – what people have done, and you're right, it makes the most sense. The question is, can they do it? I get it, them not wanting to leave that area. I understand that.
It's a prime area.
And I'm okay with that, but I want to know, do they have the ability to do kind of the next door or on the, you know, exist, buy up some other areas and have it close by, build the new one, and then tear down the old one, use it for parking or however you would do it.
But there's probably some people, you know, low-key that are thinking, you know, hey, let's move the stadium because that is prime real estate off the river. Move the stadium somewhere else, and now we can have that riverfront back. Mm-hmm. You know?
Where are you going to move it to?
That's it. Hey, listen, I'm not, you know, a politician or whatnot, so I don't. They'll figure out where to put it. If indeed the Titans and everyone else agrees that, hey, listen, we need to move this. If we want to maximize and build what we truly want to build, then we're going to have to move the stadium maybe, I don't know, 10 miles outside the city or 10 miles from the spot where we're at.
Yeah, they're not moving from downtown. There's no chance. Like, that's – they'd be crazy. Like, it is like – we talked about this before. Like, Nashville is the perfect setup. That's what makes downtown so cool with Bridgestone Arena and Nissan Stadium. Like, when you can leave, you can walk wherever you want. You've mm-hmm. got restaurants and bars everywhere or parking. Like, the setup, like, where else do you have that? Like, that – it is, like, the perfect setup. And that's what makes Nashville unique. Like, and by the way, like, how cool is it when you drive by Nissan Stadium right on the interstate? Like, when can you imagine the new stadium right there driving by that same location? How cool that would look, and the skyline in the backdrop?
Well, I mean,
pretty neat, man. Darren, that'd be pretty cool.
I understand what you're saying.
You know how cool it would be with the Final Four too. You know what I mean?
Hey, I'm not fighting it. I understand.
Let me just tell you, if we had the Final Four here and Michigan State was in it, you'd be going, I can't wait to get to the new stadium. Go, Sparty.
Absolutely. I don't care where it is. If it was at Hensworth, I'd be like, I can't wait to get to Hensworth. Can't wait to get the NBA. I don't care where it is. NBA, if the Spartans are playing, I'm there. If it's in town. TSU, I don't care.
We will come back and wrap up the second hour next. You just made the list time coming up. At high noon, keep that in mind. We want you to get involved in the show. We'll have Kevin Hart tickets to give away. Don't forget, there is a Preds Bud Light watch party tonight at Headquarters Beercade. Drink specials. You can win tickets to an upcoming game as well. It's the Preds Bud Light watch party at Headquarters Beercade. That location, 114 2nd Avenue South downtown. Puck drops at 6 o'clock. You can hear all that action here on these airwaves. Pete Weber and Hal Gill will have your call there from Raleigh, North Carolina. I'll have pregame for you starting at 5 o'clock. Darren McFarland and Derek Mason with you. You just made the list coming up very, very soon. Nate suggested on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHunter.com, they could play at MTSU. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. There
is that. I think they were probably, like I said, again, I'm sure they would run into the same issues as Vanderbilt, right? Like, it's just not equipped to hold NFL teams and the locker rooms and what have you. I think they probably would prefer to stay there. Look, I get it. I understand the resistance of D-Mace. I'm glad you took the other side. It's good to have both sides represented because that's how it works. I mean, I wish everybody agreed with me on this subject. It's the right one to be on. It's the right side to be on. Sorry, D-Mace. It just is. It's the right side to be on.
In terms of what?
This market deserves it.
Uh-huh.
We are ready for it. It's the next step, and we are cheating ourselves if we don't do this. Because, one, that stadium is old, it's outdated, it's on the cheap, and it served its purpose, and it's time to move on.
Well,
it's also time to move on to hosting a Super Bowl, a Final Four, a national championship game in football or a college football playoff or some big college football game Labor Day weekend where it's mm-hmm. Alabama versus USC here or a World Cup game. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on.
But deserve is your perspective, you know. There are other people that have a different perspective, mm-hmm. you know. So we got to –
And it's
we
the
have
wrong
to be,
one.
We have to
That's
be able to
– The right side is over here, D-Mace. That's all I'm saying.
Listen, I'm not – you have points, valid points. And I'm pretty sure a lot of our listeners says that I have valid points.
Yep.
But in the end, this whatever, whether it's a renovation or a new build, something's going to happen. That stadium will not look the way it looks in the next – I'm just going to throw out the next decade. In 10 years, that stadium will not look like it.
Oh, it'll
what
be
it
less
does.
Than that.
But I'm just right? saying, I'm just giving 10 years. I'm just saying, in 10 years, that stadium will not look the way it looks now. whether you're, you know, we should start it. Whether you're Team Darren or Team Derek, you know, which one are you? Yeah, me. But in either team, a stadium is going to be built. But I think there are more people that are Team Derek and saying, hey, listen, it sounds good and it may even look good, you know, but it ain't good for my pockets. Mm-hmm. You know, I can, you know, go to Miami and go on that on the ocean shore and look at all those yachts. Looks good. May even feel good when I go on it. But it ain't good for me. It's not. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's how some people are feeling. Like, hey, yes, Darren, it sounds good and it will look great. But it ain't looking great in my household. That's just reality. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying you're 100% right either. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
You should, though. Yeah. You should. It's really where your mind should be.
Hey, man, I'm for the people. I'm always for the people too.
Darren,
you're not for the people,
no,
man.
I'm for the people. I am, and I'm for the city.
Darren, you're not for the people.
What's good for the city is good in my mind.
You have put a way to get off my lawn, guy. You put away that guy, man, for some reason. Where's the old Darren? Where's the old Darren?
No, I'm for the people, and I'm for the city, damn it. What's good for the city is good for all of us.
I understand your perspective. I understand where you're coming from, and I'm not saying you're 100% wrong, but I'm not saying you're 100% right either. 60% of the time, you're right all the time. Huh?
Look, this is not Sex Panther discussion, okay? This is about a new stadium. And it seems like Amy Adams Strunk has gone over to the right side. Burke Nihil has gone over to the right side. Mm-hmm. Ownership group has come over to the right side because this is, and I don't care how they got
Darren. Darren, I want you to repeat those names again. Just repeat them. Just repeat that whole little group you just said.
Amy Adams Strunk.
Uh huh. Who else?
Ownership group.
Uh huh.
Burke Nihil.
Uh huh. What they all have in common? A bunch of zeros after their name, don't they? A bunch of them.
Yeah, they do.
They all.
More than my bank account.
More than mine, too.
Yeah.
Okay. The other side don't have as many zeros. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
I need more numbers in front of my zeros. That's my problem. I've got zeros.
Yeah.
I just need more numbers in front of those zeros.
You need that decimal point to start moving.
That's right.
Hey, I feel you.
I need that decimal point moving. You're right.
I feel you, man. I get it. I understand it. Like I said, when we discussed this, what was it, about 5 years ago when this came up, you know, I think it might have been the first time it came up 5-6 years ago. You know, I said, listen, this is the cost of doing business. When you say, hey, you open the door and let that person in and you let them stay for a month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, a year, you can't just kick them out. Can't just kick them out now. They got a legal stake. They're in. So if you let them in, you got to take what comes along with it, meaning mm-hmm. You allowed the team to come here, even though I know there were some people pushing back on it.
Oh, they were.
Bunch of people. And you know I wasn't here. I was still at Michigan State. You were here. You understand it.
There was resistance.
Yeah. So you let them in. This is the cost of doing business. I get it.
There were people absolutely opposed to having an NFL team in this market.
Yeah.
Absolutely opposed. Dead set against it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, and by the way, every year that goes by, guess what?
What?
Price tag goes up.
Yeah.
So
that's why I said this should have been done long. This should have been done 10 years ago.
Exactly. Every year that goes by, it's not going to stop. The price tag just keeps getting more. It goes up. It's more expensive. Mm-hmm. So if I were them, I'd get moving on this project because it's inevitable. It's got to happen. And every year you wait, price tag's just going up. I mean, look at the new stadiums that have come into existence. Now, you don't have to build a SoFi. I mean, SoFi was, and I know it's in California, mm-hmm. so it's like, you know, already.
But Stan put up a lot of that money.
I know, but it's like they spent like $5 billion. It's like, you know, you don't have to have that, but just know that every year that goes by, it's just going to keep going up. So you better get on it now. Kevin on our text line says, I don't want a new stadium because his tickets are going to be more expensive. Well, again, Kevin, you know, it's since ticket prices are usually they're going to keep going up at some point, right? I mean, that's just the way it works. So you're going to get that no matter what. And by the way, you'd probably pay a little bit more to sit in luxury in a nice where you never had to deal with, like, the Dolphins game. You never had to deal with 98 degrees. You know, they could shut the roof and it's really nice in there. You don't have to deal with thunderstorms or snow or rain or wind or whatever, right? You could just – you'd probably pay a little bit more for luxury, but a little bit bigger seat, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you feel a little bit better? Because the reality is your seats are going to probably go up anyway. Ticket prices never stay the same.
Less seats. That's what I say.
Yeah, and that's right. Smaller. I'm with you. I'm with you on that. All right, we'll come back. We'll start the third hour with You Just Made the List. That's next.